Good afternoon. This is Dr. Jay Klein. I am the Dean of the College of Fine Arts here at Eastern New Mexico University. And as always, it's my pleasure to let you know what's coming up through the College of Fine Arts. And today, I have with me as a guest, Mr. Neil Rutland. Hello, Neil.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Neil and I work down the hallway from each other, so I see him constantly. But it's nice to see you in this new venue.
It's good to be here.
And thank you for coming. And the reason you're here is to tell us about something coming up, I believe, on Monday.
Monday evening. Actually, we have two big percussion events coming up next week. Monday evening is the steel band, and Thursday evening is the percussion ensemble.
Okay, so let's work with the latter. What is a percussion ensemble?
It is all percussion, all instruments that you get to hit in order to play them.
Really?
No wind instruments, no string instruments. It's all percussion.
What kinds of instruments?
Well, the mallet instruments, marimba and vibraphone, bells, xylophone, plays a prominent part. Every kind of drum you've ever heard of, including drum set. So
wow.
It's a percussion orchestra.
Wow. It actually sounds really cool. Of course it sounds cool. People compose for percussion ensemble?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a certain amount of arranging of orchestral things for percussion ensemble, but everything we're doing Thursday has been composed for percussion.
That's fascinating. And
I
would imagine very loud.
Not all of it's all that loud. We can hit things softly.
Okay. All right. And then what's also happening this Monday?
Monday evening is the steel band. Officially the steel drum ensemble.
Okay.
But it's also kind of a choir of steel drums. If you look at a steel drum, you would never imagine the sound that it makes. It's a very sweet and mellow sound. Traditionally, the music is from Trinidad. It's going to be calypsos, but we do quite a variety. There'll be some salsa music. We're doing a Tito Puente tune, Oye Como Va. We're doing, obviously, we have to do calypso. And even some old pop music.
Well, you know, don't tell anyone. Let's keep it between you and I. But the steel band concerts they might be up there with my favorite concerts every year.
Yeah, that shows great taste.
Yeah, indeed. But now, you know, I remember when I first got here, one of my first observations was, oh, we have a steel band ensemble in Eastern New Mexico. I had trouble making that connection. So let me just ask you directly, why do we have a steel band ensemble in Eastern New Mexico?
This steel band actually goes back before me.
What?
And yes, just right after the earth cooled, when I arrived here, we had actually had a steel band program.
Really?
Steel bands, of course, Trinidad, the actual originator of the instrument, though, came to the United States back in the 60s. And we began to see steel band programs open up in universities, usually around the percussion department, because we like to hit things.
You'd think.
So, you know, a lot of percussion studios operate steel bands. And okay. Now you'll find them also in high schools. I even know about several church-based steel band groups.
Fascinating. And the one thing that you taught me was, I had no idea, one tunes steel drums.
Absolutely.
How do you do that? With a mallet?
With a hammer. You actually take a normal hardware store ball peen hammer and grind off all the hard edges, all the sharp edges, so mm-hmm. that you can, mold the pan without making any sharp dents in it. It's quite a skill. I only have the most rudimentary understanding of it.
Yeah, it's kind of the way I do plumbing. Well, anyway, we're running out of time. When are the concerts?
Monday? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock
Monday evening and 7 o'clock Thursday evening.
All right.
Steel band Monday, percussion ensemble Thursday.
And I will be at both, and I hope all of you will as well. Thank you, Mr. Rutland, and I will chat with everyone again next week. Bye-bye.